Daily Good News, Volume 2. Chapter 146. Preparing to receive the latter rain blessing. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to have a walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Many say, I have surrendered to the Lord all I know. That is not enough. What you want to do is to surrender to Him all you know and all you do not know. When I surrender to Him only what I know, there are a good many things left that I do not know, a good many situations will come up and I will meet something very attractive and desirable to me, and if I have not surrendered all, what then? There will be a contest, whether I will surrender or not. So I am kept constantly in hot water to know whether I am surrendered to the Lord or not. The Lord wants you to get out of the hot water and stay out. Surrender everything you know and everything you do not know. Let everything go to Him, with no reservation now or evermore. Then you are not afraid of anything, you do not care if you drop into the bottom of the sea the next minute. It is all surrendered, you are in His hands, and then you have something. That person has something he never had before, something that he cannot get until he does just that thing. The affections fixed upon Him. Are your affections fixed there, so that He takes precedence of everything? So that He is first before everything? Nothing at all coming into the account anywhere or at any time? Is that so? When one does that, he has something. Then we simply wait the direction of the Lord. When the Lord gets ready to pour out His Holy Spirit, there is nothing to hinder. If there be something that one does not know, well, that was surrendered long ago. It may be as dear as the right eye, but that went long ago, so there is nothing between you and Him, and He can pour out His Spirit whenever He pleases. That is where He wants you and me to stand.